This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. The acting U.S. Director of National Intelligence, Joseph McGuire, testified on Capitol Hill in front of the U.S. House Intelligence Committee. McGuire had originally blocked the release of a whistleblower complaint, now at the center of an impeachment inquiry into President Donald Trump's actions.
Many of the allegations in the complaint are based on a conversation between the president and another foreign leader. Such calls are typically subject to executive privilege. As a result, we consulted with the White House Counsel's Office, and we were advised that much of the information in the complaint was, in fact, subject to executive privilege, a privilege that I do not have the authority to waive.
A July phone call transcript released Wednesday shows Trump asked for Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to investigate former U.S. Vice President Joe Biden. Ahead of his testimony, the House committee released text of the complaint where the whistleblower states they, quote, received information from multiple U.S. government officials that the President of the United States is using the power of his office to solicit interference from the foreign country in the 2020 U.S. election. House Intelligence Committee Chairman and opposition Democrat Adam Schiff questioned McGuire about the credibility of the complaint.
Indeed, you did judge whether this complaint should be provided to Congress. Can we at least agree that the Inspector General made a sound conclusion that this whistleblower complaint was credible?
That is correct. That is in the cover letter that's been provided to the committee. I believe that's also made public, the decision and the recommendation by the Inspector General that, in fact, the allegation was credible.
President Trump has denied pressuring Zelensky to investigate a potential presidential opponent. This is VOA News. France is mourning former President Jacques Chirac, who died Thursday at age 86. Chirac was a veteran politician and champion of multilateralism, European unity, and Africa. French lawmakers observed a minute of silence, and President Emmanuel Macron is addressing the nation. World leaders gathered at the UN General Assembly in New York are likely to hear Thursday about the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. This as officials from both sides get their turn to address the annual meeting. Israel's president has asked Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to try to form a new government after last week's deadlocked elections that have paralyzed the country. President Reuven Rivlin made the announcement after meeting Wednesday with Netanyahu and his primary challenger, Benny Gantz. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson faced a backlash from furious lawmakers on Thursday. It's over his use of confrontational language in Parliament about opponents of his Brexit plan. AP's Karen Chamis reports.
Johnson described an opposition bill allowing for another extension on Brexit as a surrender bill and brushed off concerns that his language might put lawmakers in danger as humbug. Some in Parliament warned that his language was inflammatory and should be more cautious given the 2016 killing of legislator Joe Cox. Cabinet Minister Nicky Morgan tweeted that we all need to remind ourselves of the effect of everything we say on those watching us. Johnson was criticised by members of several parties and by Cox's husband. Karen Chamas, London.
Tempers have been inflamed in Parliament as the October 31st deadline for Britain to leave the EU gets closer. A report submitted to the United Nations Human Rights Council urges Sudan's transitional government to adopt a human rights-based approach in its pursuit of economic development and stability. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
This is the first report by the UN independent expert on Sudan that looks at the human rights situation since protests erupted late last year, leading to the overthrow of longtime President Omar al-Bashir in April. Aristide Nononsi commends the Sudanese military and opposition for signing an agreement on the transfer of power to civilian rule. He says that is a critical step to delivering peace and security for the Sudanese people. Nononsi says the pursuit of human rights is key to overcoming the profound economic crisis, poverty, and inequalities in Sudan. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Afghanistan prepares for presidential elections on Saturday, but the Taliban is again threatening to disrupt the polling. We have that full story on VOAnews.com. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.
J-Lo.